BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Howard
Hughes, Howard Hughes. Let's get to a young geezer now, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, and we'll be talking about technology. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning.
I'm reading in the Times this morning. I know this one will float your boat, Fevzi. Enfield Borough has got an artificial intelligence thing called Amelia, and it's going to be putting this thing on, developed by a company called Ipsoft, and it will be answering your questions. This is the march of technology, isn't it?
Yeah, anything not to pick up the phone when you ring them.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. Well, look, I was telling our listener very early this morning that I had a certain, you know, 2-8 debate with somebody at a call centre yesterday, and I wasn't getting any sense out of it. So if artificial intelligence is the way forward for that, bring it on, I say.
Well, you know, you may have been talking to an AI chatbot, as it was. Oh. I mean, you don't know that, do you?
Oh, gosh,
that,
no.
That's the future. I mean, we've talked about how jobs are going to disappear and how about 35% of jobs may be replaced by technology in the next 20 years. And one of the most obvious jobs that's going to go are call centre staff.
Well, no, that's a bit of a worry if that is what you do for a living. I would rather talk to a person. But look, that's a whole other issue. I know you want to talk about Google. We often mention them because they're always doing stuff. They're now working on, hallelujah, a common sense artificial intelligence engine. What's that?
Yep, so they've set up a new European research centre in Zurich. And they're trying to teach their products and therefore computers common sense. And there's three strands to this, what they call machine learning. By the way, this is a new word. They try not to use the word artificial intelligence, I think, because they think it scares people. It reminds them too much of Skynet, you know. But I don't know that machine learning is much more comforting. But still, anyway, machine learning, natural language understanding, speaks for itself, and computer perception. So the combination of these things, they're trying to give computers smarts, including common sense. And the example they give is that, you know, a four-year-old child knows that generally cows don't fly, and therefore computers can be taught this sort of common sense approach to things. And then that will be worked into, you know, its many and varied different products, including, you know, its search engine, its spam filters, its translational tools, all of that sort of thing. And do it using what's called neural nets, which is to mimic the way in which organic intelligence works.
Right.
As well.
So if they're starting to copy our brain, and I was talking about this a week or three ago with Kevin Warwick from Reading University, who's you know, very much at the cutting edge of all of this stuff.
Yep.
You know, that's what they're doing. They're trying to make stuff work like us. So we are becoming more like them, technology, and technology is becoming more like us.
Yeah, well, certainly our brains are changing in a sort of Google world, because they found changes in the way that younger people in particular make use of the brain for memory. So parts of the brain that we use for memory are now starting to be replaced to some degree by the availability of Google and other search engines.
Well, I hope they develop a chip they can put in my brain, because it would help a great deal. Okay, whole family of gadgets. This is Gadget of the Week. The check on the air quality, temperature, humidity, air pressure, energy consumption of your home. What's all this about?
This is the idea of what you've probably heard the term Internet of Things, and it's this idea that there's going to be all sorts of gadgets in your home that previously either didn't exist or were dumb gadgets are now going to be smart internet-connected gadgets. And a company called Elgato, that's Elgato, better known for doing things like gaming capture cards and so forth, but they've brought out a range of Internet of Things devices. There's four of them available in the UK. One is called, the range is called Eve, as in Adamant. And there's, yeah, thank you. First one's called Room, and it's a wireless indoor sensor. So it monitors air quality, temperature and humidity, and then you basically get an Eve app. You have to be an Apple user to use this stuff, so it's either iPhones or iPads or iPod touches, but you get an app, and then you can monitor over time the air quality, the temperature and humidity in a particular room where you put the gadget. The other one's it's an outdoor weather sensor called Weather, and it monitors temperature, humidity and air pressure outdoors. You've got then something called Eve Door and Window, which you put on a particular door window, and you can track when a particular door was opened, when it was closed, and you see it on a little graph on your gadget as well, so you can see what the use of a particular door
is. Well, I can see uses for that, definitely.
Yeah, and the last one, which I like, and you know, It's surprisingly useful. It's called Eve Thermo, and it's not a nuclear missile, I promise you. It replaces the thermostatic radiator valve on one of your radiators, or more than one. And it gives you access to the heating control in a particular room, and these all connect to the app wirelessly using Bluetooth. So you use your smartphone or your tablet, so you can sit in bed in the next room and alter the heating in someone else's room. And again, it shows you the cycle, the heat, what goes up and down. So instead of those valves where you just turn it manually and you set it to a particular setting, this one gives you a record of what it's being set to when, and moreover it gives you automatic wireless control of it.
So you can control everything just sitting in bed eating crisps.
I guess that's
progress.
It costs about around the £50 mark depending on the unit.
Very quickly, only seconds, the robot what can play badminton.
Yeah, so this was a team from China that entered a competition that came up with this, and they came up with a little robot that it had painted it to look like a little yellow race car, but on top of it, instead of having arms, and I think this is cheating, it's got two badminton rackets. It's got two arms, and each of them is a badminton racket. And its eyes are detached and at the back of the court, and the eyes watch where the badminton shuttlecock is, and this little thing scoots around, and it plays a fine game of badminton. Although I must admit, I didn't see it serve. I'm not sure how it throws up the... Maybe it just shoots it over the thing. But it won its competition. It's very good, and it was giving a human player a good run for her money, let's say. So it's amazing because it looks like a race car, but it goes sideways, backwards, forwards, it scoots around, and you think this thing can't possibly play badminton, but it does. And there's other ones that play table tennis, and they're all taking over the world.
Wow, amazing stuff. A question from Nikki in Newbury. Morning, Nikki. I think it's very soon, but I'm not entirely sure how soon. What is the deadline for changing over to Windows 10, assuming there is a deadline?
Yeah, there is. Well, at the moment, it's a year from the date of launch, which was towards the end of July, I beg your pardon. So you've got about 6 weeks, but don't leave it till the end if you do want to go there. But use the intervening time to plan to check compatibility of your hardware, but also any applications, maybe some of the older software you rely on, check that it will run with Windows 10, and do a full, complete a backup of everything before you even think about doing an upgrade to Windows 10.
Right.
If you want to stop it,
yes.
Never 10 is a free piece of software. You can download it, run it. You don't actually have to install it, and it stops Windows 10 in its tracks.
Okay, well, we haven't got time to talk about this now, but I've got a device that is running Windows 10, and I have to say, and it must, maybe it's something to do with the device, but it keeps crashing, so I'm not sure whether I'm going to upgrade at all, but we'll see. There's still time.
You can roll back for 30 days.
Oh, can you? And can you completely roll back to where you were before?
In theory, sometimes it doesn't work, hence the need for the backup.
Yeah. Fevzi Turkup, thanks very much, Fevzi, for doing this. If people want to know stuff about you, ask you questions, where do they go?
They can follow me on Twitter, which is @GadgetDetective. Come and say hello or ask a question there, or you can go to gadgetdetective.com. There's a free tech advice forum there.
Fevzi, you're a top guy. Thank you. Have a lovely weekend, Fevzi.
Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.